Old Man Coyote meets a neighbor. It was out at last. Digger the Badger had told Jimmy Skunk who it was that had so frightened the little people of the Green Forest and the Green Meadows with his terrible voice. And Jimmy Skunk had straightway sent the merry little breezes of Old Mother West Wind over to the Smiling Pool, up along the Laughing Brook, through the Green Forest, and over the Green Meadows to spread the news that it was Old Man Coyote from the Great West who had come to make his home on the Green Meadows. And that night, when they heard his voice, somehow it didn't sound so terrible. You see, they knew who it was. And that made all the difference in the world. Digger the Badger, who had known him in the Great West where they had been neighbors, had told Jimmy Skunk what he looked like. And Jimmy Skunk had spread the news so that everybody would know Old Man Coyote when they saw him. So though each one knew that he mustn't give Old Man Coyote a chance to catch him, each felt sure right down in his heart that all he had to do was to be just a little bit smarter than Old Man Coyote, and he would be safe. Of course, it didn't take Old Man Coyote long to learn that he had been found out. He grinned to himself, stretched, and yawned, and then came out from his secret hiding place.
"I think I'll call on my neighbors," said he. "I hope they'll be glad to see me."
Old Man Coyote grinned when he said this, for no one knew better than he did how very much afraid of him his new neighbors were. But Reddy Fox is different. He dearly loves to tell how brave he is. He brags and boasts, but when he finds himself in a place where he is afraid, he shows it. Yes, sir, he shows it. Reddy Fox has never learned to stand fast and look brave. When Reddy had first been told that the stranger with the voice, which had sounded so terrible in the night, was Old Man Coyote from the Great West, and that he had decided to make his home on the Green Meadows, Reddy had said, "Pooh, I'm not afraid of him," and had swelled himself up and strutted back and forth as if he really meant it. But all the time, Reddy took care, the very greatest care, to keep out of the way of Old Man Coyote. Of course, someone told Digger the Badger what Reddy had said, and Digger told Old Man Coyote, who just grinned and said nothing. But he noticed how careful Reddy was to keep out of his way, and he made up his mind that he would like to meet Reddy and find out how brave he really was. So one moonlight night, he hid behind a big log near one of Reddy's favorite hunting places. Pretty soon, Reddy came tiptoeing along, watching for foolish young mice. Just a little while before, he had heard the voice of Old Man Coyote way over on the edge of the old pasture, so he never once thought of meeting him here. Just as he passed the end of the old log, a deep voice in the black shadow said,
"Good evening, Brother Fox."
Reddy whirled about. His heart seemed to come right up in his throat. It was too late to run, for there was Old Man Coyote right in front of him. Reddy tried to swell himself up, just as he so often did before the little people who were afraid of him, but somehow he couldn't.
Good evening, Mr. Coyote,"
he replied, but his voice sounded very weak.
"I hear you've come to make your home on the Green Meadows. I hope we will be the best of friends."
"Of course we will," replied Old Man Coyote. "I'm always the best of friends with those who are not afraid of me. And I hear that you are not afraid of anybody."
No, I'm not afraid of anybody," said Reddy. "Everybody is afraid of me."
All the time he was speaking, he was slowly backing away, and in spite of his bold words, he was shaking with fear. Old Man Coyote saw it, and he chuckled to himself.
"I'm not Brother Fox," he suddenly snapped in a deep, horrid-sounding voice. "Grrr, I'm not."
As he said it, all the hair along his back stood on end, and he showed all his great, cruel-looking teeth.
Instead of holding his ground as Jimmy Skunk would have done, Reddy leaped backward, tripped over his own tail, fell, and then scrambled to his feet with a frightened yelp and ran as he had never run before in all his life. And as he ran, he heard Old Man Coyote laughing, and all the Green Meadows and the Green Forest heard it.
Reddy Fox isn't afraid.
Reddy ground his teeth in rage, but he kept on running.